Hi everyone, I'm Leandra Paris, E3's Communication Associate Director. Thanks for joining us on our podcast to comment on the results for the second quarter of 2020. I have here with me B3 CFO Daniel Sonder and Marcela Bretas, our Investors Relations Director. We're going to comment quickly and straight to the point about the highlights of our results in this last quarter. So I'd like to start with you, Sonder. Last quarter, you characterized B3's results as out of the ordinary. Is that something you would say about the second quarter of 2020 as well?
Leandra, thank you so much for chairing this podcast. And you will forgive me for sounding perhaps a little bit repetitive. But yes, I think the second quarter was also out of the ordinary. In the beginning of the second quarter, we saw a somewhat beginning of a recovery in asset prices, which had seen a very dramatic fall during the month of March. This actually consolidated over the quarter, but with a lot of volatility and a lot of investors changing their behavior and their views about the market during the quarter. And that led to high volumes in our exchange. Also, in Brazil, we had another pretty unique phenomenon, which is a scenario of historically low interest rates. And this has obviously a very important impact on investor behavior in Brazil, because as we see low interest rates, people are seeking to diversify their portfolios and add perhaps more risk in order to get potentially more returns in their investments. And that has in turn led to a virtuous cycle, because with strong demand for stocks, both from individuals as well as through funds, what we see is that there is an important pickup in the pipeline of companies coming to the market to raise both equity and debt. So we have seen a resurgence in the IPOs and follow-ons. Since May, we have had 10 equity offerings priced in B3, and there are more than 20 expected in the pipeline for 2020.
Now, Marcela, thanks for joining us as well. I would like you to comment on the increase in investors and how this has affected B3's operational results. We had about 1.6 million individual investors at B3 in the end of 2019. And in June, we're over 2.6 million people investing in the Brazilian Stock Exchange. So could you comment on that a little bit?
Hi, Leandra. Hello, everyone. Well, this wave of new investors coming into the market, combined with the volatility caused by the pandemic and the asset price recovery that Sonder mentioned before, continued to drive volumes in the second quarter, especially in the equities market. When we compare the numbers with the second quarter of 2019, there was a 92% growth in the ADTV of cash equities and a 63% growth in the volume of equity index future contracts traded. On the other hand, in the FICC market, we observed a much more modest volume growth of close to 3%.
And when we look at the over-the-counter market and also the infrastructure for financing unit here at B3, did they have the same high and strong performance?
Well, in the OTC market, bank funding instruments recorded a 30% and 42% volume growth in new issues and stock, respectively, with our clients looking to strengthen their balance sheet. We also saw the reopening of the debentures market, whose stock grew by 14%, once again showing the capital market's increased relevance as a source of funding for companies here in Brazil. However, in the infrastructure for financing unit, we experienced the adverse effects of the pandemic, with new additions to the national lien system declining 41% year over year.
Now, Sonder, taking all that into consideration, the company had a net profit of 900 million reais in the second quarter, still a strong result, as we said before, with revenues going up and expenses that seem to be under control. The company also accessed the market to improve its capital structure. So could you please comment a little bit on all these topics, please?
Absolutely. As a reflection of the operating performance that Marcela described, our revenue grew by 35% year over year. We do have the benefit in our company of operating leverage, so we could sustain that growth in revenues with little more than 10% growth in our expenses. That was mostly in IT and data costs, as well as some higher personnel expenses, because we've been adding some people to our team to deliver on the strategy and operating plan of the company. So as a result of that, our net income reached almost 900 million, up by 36% from last year. With respect to the capital structure, I just wanted to highlight that we concluded two debt transactions in the past 2 months. The first one was a 1.3 billion bilateral loan already reported in our June balance sheet. And the other one is a 3.5 billion debenture that was approved by our board recently, and we expect to close by the end of August. And with these two transactions, we are aiming to have an efficient capital structure for the company, and also to maintain our commitment to distributing excess capital to our shareholders.
Now, another thing that might be of interest is the new guidances we issued on CapEx. We seem to have increased our expenses in CapEx. Can you comment?
Yes, that's correct. So we did change some of our guidances, most importantly, our CapEx guidance. We felt that in order to maintain a robust platform and the systems with the capacity that we wanted, we wanted to move some of our investment program up forward to this year to deal with the new market volumes that we faced during the past few months. So also some of our equipments are priced in dollars, and therefore we felt that it was the right thing to up our CapEx guidance by 95 million reais.
Now, Marcel, I'd like to bring you back to the conversation to take a quick look at our roadmap for products to the end of the year. What have we offered and launched so far, and what's next on the pipeline?
Right, Leander. So B3 remains very focused on providing a reliable and safe infrastructure to serve our clients. But another key priority is to keep our commitment to deliver new products and solutions, meeting our clients' expectations. So even with all the challenges and restrictions imposed by the pandemic, we have been able to deliver on our product roadmap as agreed with the market. So for instance, in the last quarter, we launched the coupon option contract, a new debentures pricing tool, a new way of listing infrastructure funds, the CBIOS credits, and also the LFG bonds, which are the Letras Financeiras Garantidas, which is a product that we developed together with the central bank in order to facilitate credit access during the pandemic. And there is still more to come by the end of the year. I would just like to mention also that, taking into consideration requests we received from market participants, we have postponed the implementation of our new equities fee schedule for 2021, allowing more time for the necessary adjustments to the systems to be done by the market.
Now, having looked at the financial results, I'd like you, Sandro, to comment a little bit on B3's stand on the pandemic and how the company sees its role helping society in this moment, or taking actions that go further than our business itself.
Yeah, sure. I think we felt that we were in a position to be of help to the most vulnerable part of the population, Leandra. And so we decided to structure a long-term program for philanthropic donations through B3 Social, which is a foundation which is part of our group and where we are a member of. And we looked at basically three areas of support. One was health assistance, one was social and food relief, and the other one was programs to help people recover their businesses and regain their income capacity after this crisis. So we have committed alongside with B3 Social 50 million reais to be donated until the first quarter of 2021. We are about halfway through dispersing those amounts, and now we have started a new phase of this program, which is engaging our own employees so that they can appoint or suggest NGOs that they know about and that they know are doing a good work, so that we can give funds directly to those organizations and hopefully help some people get through this very tough period.
Well, Sonder, Marcela, thank you very much for your time. Thanks again for your patience for joining us for the podcast. I hope the sufferable English was not too bad so that you can all understand and make sense of our results in the second quarter. And I'd like to tell you once more that Bitree's Investors Relations website has the podcast and it can be shared by email or WhatsApp, so feel free. And if you have any questions, please do tell us. Sonder, Marcela, if you want any last questions or any last comments, please.
Thank you, Leandra. Thank you all for joining us at this podcast.
It was great talking to you, and I hope to speak to you again next quarter.
Well, thank you, everyone. See you next quarter then. Thank you.